I want to share with you one final very powerful process that helps you take the real right now of your present experience and take that into an imaginary future so that when you start to receive more love in your life, you can open up and enjoy it and thrive on it rather than sometimes use our old defensive patterns of pushing it away or not allowing it in. So here's what I'd like you to do. Get comfortable again. Take a moment to put yourself in a place where you won't be disturbed for the next couple of minutes. I'd like you to tune in to the wholeness of your inner experience right now. Get as relaxed as you can. Open up that field of non-judgmental awareness in yourself. And as you do that, I'd like you to project yourself into an imaginary future. You can choose the time. It might be 6 months from now, or it might be a year from now, or it might be tomorrow. It's not important the time, but I want you to locate yourself in your imagination in the future. And it's a special future in which you are actually enjoying and thriving on the kind of genuine love that you've been working on opening up to in this process we've been doing together. So in this future, you're feeling that love, you're thriving on that genuine love. It's happening, and it's happening all the time. And you are in the kind of relationship that you most want to be in. It's happening. You're feeling the love. You're thriving in this relationship. And from that imaginary future, filled with love, enjoying that kind of relationship that you've always wanted, look back to where you are now. And from that future place of thriving in love, I'd like you to extend that love to where you are right now. And I'd like you to ask yourself, what did I do along the way that made it possible for me to feel this thriving love, this thriving relationship I'm in? What happened along the way? What were the steps along the way that made it happen? Take note in your mind, or actually jot down if you'd like, what some of those steps were. For example, maybe you had pop into your mind that, oh, one step was that I moved to a different town. So take note of that. Another step might be, oh, I noticed that one of the steps that allowed me to feel this thriving love was to call my friend George or Sally and talk to them. So it could be something seemingly trivial, or it could be something big, like a geographical move. That's not important whether it's big or little. Just what were the steps along the way that you feel helped propel you into this future of thriving love? Take a moment to enjoy that feeling of thriving love, of being in that wonderful relationship that you work so diligently to produce in your life. Just take a moment to really open up and feel how good that feels. And then come back into the reality of right now, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, wherever you're resting right now, let your attention be on the right now present. Let go of that imaginary future and come right back into the right now present. Looking forward now, I'd like you to think of one important step that would get the practical part of your journey into action. Again, it could be something seemingly small or trivial, like a person you need to call, or it could be something bigger, like moving to a different house or apartment, or making a new set of friends. But I'd like you to think of what is one practical step you can take. And I'd like you to make a deal with me, a commitment to taking that step in a special way. I'd like you to take that step in love. I'd like you to take that step in a way that you feel loving and loved as you step now into the future. And the great secret that I've learned is that there is only one step at a time. That's all that's ever required of us. And to make that step, to make it in love, to make it with love, to make it with a loving attitude toward yourself and a loving attitude toward the people around you, that's what I've found charges every moment of life with love, joy, and potential. I wish you well on that journey. My blessings to you every step of the way, and thank you for spending your time with me.